Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
To what extent is it legitimate for airport security officials to embarrass passengers, provided their discomfort gives everyone the assurance that the flight you are on is a safe one? That's one of the very issues that confront travelers today. You may have seen the article in the papers with a caption, "Before takeoff, scanner takes it all off." The caption underneath the headline read, "New imaging machine peers through clothes to search for dangerous items. Critics say it's a virtual strip search." Here's the lowdown. Sophisticated electronic technology known as millimeter wave imaging takes pictures of a person which are white and dark gray standing before a camera. Though the pictures are rather fuzzy, they're detailed enough to reveal not only a weapon, but also your bulges, say love handles or fat around the middle, and the outline of your physique. The result is a kind of 3D image that shows how the person looks without clothing. Some think it's just fine. Others, an invasion of privacy. Fully clothed, but naked. Do you know that's exactly how God sees us? The very thought, though, brings comfort to some and strikes fear in the hearts of others. Nothing is hidden from His eyes. Nothing, you may ask with incredulity? Well, that's what the Bible tells us. Here's how it is put. Everything is naked and exposed before His eyes. This is the God to whom we must explain all that we have done, says Hebrews 4:13. Now that statement creates two immediate responses. Some are terrified. "You mean God knows everything about me?" their hearts cry out in shame. Why should we be surprised that God knows the contents of your email or purse, the text messages that you thought were completely confidential, and your whereabouts when you told your wife you were going to one place, but went somewhere else, somewhere you would just as soon she didn't know about? Quite often we forget that He who spoke the word and created our first fathers, Adam and Eve, doesn't grow older century by century. His memory doesn't wear out with use. Nor does He have so many programs running on His computer, if He has one, that He has trouble keeping tabs on those of us who dwell on this terrestrial village we call planet Earth. God doesn't need a black book to keep track of what you do. He knows. He's God. And that fact separates Him from the way we look at things. Others rejoice when they understand this, though, realizing God knows the times you're trying so hard and nobody notices, the times you work your fingers to the bone, but nobody says thank you. When you are misunderstood by others, it means God knows your heart, your true feelings, and He understands. That's comforting and encouraging. They also rejoice because they stand forgiven in God's sight. They understand the fact that when God forgives us, He wipes the slate clean as though we had never sinned. Isaiah 43:25 puts it like this, "I, even I, am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more." It's uncertain whether the new airport security image will be popular, but being clothed with the righteousness of Christ by being His child gives you all the protection you'll ever need for all eternity. Knowing that nothing is hidden from the Lord may strike fear into the hearts of some, but it brings joy to the hearts of those who are right with God. Are you one of them? Think about it.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.